this is one of those conversations.
You gotta look in the mirror and say, don't be a dumb bitch.
Is she calling me a dumb bitch? I can't be no weak.
Yeah. I've seen people hit $1 million and then be depressed.
I don't know what I'm fighting.
We have to know what makes us happy so the money can serve us.
I need to get to the root of what causes depression.
When you're trying to achieve something, mm-hmm. balance cannot exist.
Something is wrong with me.
Is it something going on in the spiritual realm?
When you're fighting your mental inner me.
Yes. Yeah.
AKA enemy. Don't miss that.
The cost of living does not match with the quality of things that they're giving us.
What's working for you right now? Because this ain't it.
If you want to question if you truly value something or not, go look at your bank statements.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where I talk to entrepreneurs who are doing outstanding things. They're elevating in their lives, thriving in their businesses, and they want to come here and just tell me all their business for some reason. I don't know what it is, but I got my girl here, and this is so good. I'm so excited about today because we got things to discuss. I want to reintroduce, because she's not new to the Full Transparency platform, Miss Maya Elias.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Thanks for having me back.
I mean, I have you everywhere. We're everywhere together.
We're everywhere together.
We are everywhere together. And before we start, you were one of the very first guests that I ever had on Full Transparency.
Yes. That was a funny episode.
So you're technically Full Transparency alumni.
I like that.
I love it too. But we're here to talk about some other stuff today, because in a little over a year, you've experienced some major life changes. Mm-hmm. You got things going on. And I think we were at church yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I said this yesterday, but we've talked about it before. I think we're in the season where everybody is looking for, like, what's next. Mm-hmm. Sometimes as entrepreneurs, we're really on our, like, okay, I did that. Mm-hmm. But what is next for me?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna just say it. You're moving to Mexico. Mm-hmm. You're getting the heck out of here.
I'm getting out of here.
I mean, why?
You know, I just need more sun. I need more beach. You want to know what it really is?
Yes, I want to know the truth.
What I've, like, complained about all year is, like, America. I'm like, the cost of living does not match with the quality of things that they're giving us in terms of, like, health and access to, our healthcare system and our food and the types of food that we have. And I'm just like, why are we paying all this money and we're not getting what we're paying for?
So we live in the same building right now. By the time people see this, you will have moved out. Mm-hmm. First of all, by the time people see this, you'll be in Mexico.
I might be in Colombia.
I have not ever had a friend move away. I've never had a close friend move away.
Really?
No, I've had people who have said, hey, I'm going to go here for 3 months and just have, like, an extended vacation. But, like, move out of their home and just physically relocate to another country. I want to cry. I don't even know what to do.
I'm going to come back and visit.
Who's going to go? Who's going to be available for my random Maya? Get up. Let's go this place.
You be wanting to go for walks at 11 p.m. Yeah. When I check my phone, it'll be like 9:30 and I see you calling and I'm like debating. I want to see what's on the other end of this call?
Always want to see what's on the other end of my call. It's always something good. I haven't steered you wrong. We've gotten fine together.
That is true.
We eat well together. We praise the Lord together. Like, I'm not steering us anywhere wrong.
We eat well together.
We work out
One
together.
Of your last text messages to me is, what dessert should we do next? Should we do cheesecake? Should we do cookies?
Yeah, that's eating well. That's eating well. I told you, I don't deny myself good things. I treat myself. I have a good routine.
I love it.
So I want to talk about, like, the state of entrepreneurship and how it's affecting your life.
Ooh.
Yeah, because people will see, first of all, Maya is a business coach just like me. And if I had to refer business out to anybody other than myself, it would be Maya, right?
Thank you.
And so I admire your genius. We think a lot alike. We have some of the same core values in terms of business and the things that, you know, give us the ick, the things that matter most to us. Mm-hmm. But people will look at the success that you have been able to generate for yourself. You wake up every single day and you're like showing your condo and your view over the city and everything looks so luxurious. But deep down inside, you really want more. Tell me about that kind of struggle between having enough and still wanting more for yourself.
Yeah, I think in terms of wanting more, it doesn't come from a place of dissatisfaction or lacking gratitude, because even just thinking about, you know, my space, I love my apartment. It's chef kiss. It's perfect. I need the beach, though. I need more sun. I need more warmth. I need more water. And so I think my desire for more is just seeking not more things. It's seeking more alignment. And I'm like, ooh, I feel a little bit out of alignment. Just the more I educate myself on things that matter to me, right? How I said, like, I've been complaining about, like, cost of living and looking at health and is this stuff really healthy and, you know, just all of these things. So I'm like, okay, what could I do that feels more in alignment for me?
Alignment. Is that your word going into the new year? Like, everything just... Alignment was my word, I think, in 2022 or 2023. And that word for me was such a powerful theme for the year. I don't do New Year's resolutions anymore. I theme my years. Like, I give my year a word, a single word or a phrase. And I use it as, like, the GPS for the decisions that I'm making throughout the year.
Love that.
And in 2022, I really felt aligned. Like, that was the year where I made many of my biggest moves, like some of the things that I'm so proud of, most proud of. And it's also the year that put separation in some of the biggest relationships that I had at that time, some of the biggest opportunities that I had going at. You know, you have to kind of choose. Is that where you are right now? Like, aligning with what's most important to you?
Yeah, I really didn't think about what my word was going to be for the year. I think alignment is pretty on par. I think wholeness as well. So wholeness, alignment. I just want to do what is best for me.
My word, I believe this year, as I'm still figuring it out, I'm debating between a few words, but I think the word for me is rebound.
Okay.
And we ain't talking about, no, just to be clear, we not talking about men. My word is rebound. And what I mean by that is I've struggled a lot this year in terms of feeling it. You know what I mean? And wanting to go the extra mile and wanting to, like, this year I struggled with more. And so when I say rebound, like, if we're imagining a basketball game and I've got the ball in my hand, right? And I got the ball and I'm dribbling down the court and I'm getting closer and closer and closer to the goal line. And then something happens and I stumble up across the way and someone's able to take that ball away from me. This year, I feel like I've been giving my ball away. And going into the new year, it's time for me to take my ball back. It's time for me to take the ball back so my team can score.
Right.
And that's the energy that I'm on right now. In full transparency, I have been probably the most... So I was on a medication called Accutane. Accutane, you guys, is an acne medication. First of all, shout out to the Bare Skin Girls on the podcast today. Let's get Maya over there on the Bare Skin Girls. Accutane is an acne medication. And one of the biggest side effects, I was on it for 7 months, started at the top of the year. One of the biggest side effects is depression. And I have never had an experience with depression before, but I had an imagination about what depression must look like, right? And so when they told me that, when the doctors told me that, hey, you know, you just want to be mindful that Accutane causes depression, I'm like, oh, not me. I'm the most personally developed person I know. I am the most, you know, I am the most positive, you know, optimistic person I know. And so as I'm going through the year, I know you and I have had many conversations and I'm like, I don't know. I just don't feel myself. I'm not feeling myself. I can't shake this feeling off. You know, it's a struggle to get out of the bed. Like, I got to have accountability partners to get out of the bed. And I went almost the whole year.
Yeah.
Almost the whole year. Like, almost the whole year just feeling like, maybe, is it a midlife crisis? Like, am I having a midlife crisis? Is it menopause?
Right.
What's going on?
Is it the apartment? Do my goals need to be bigger? I need the 3-bedroom now, or I'm not leaving until I make 10 million, like all of the things.
Listen, y'all, this is, okay, this is one of those conversations that we're going to let you in on. Maya, you've been with me through all the thoughts. Like, girl, I don't know what it is. Maybe I just need to move into a 3-bedroom. Maybe that'll fix it.
Right.
Maybe I need a different view.
Right.
And then it was, what was it? Oh, you know what? Just set a bigger income goal. Like,
yeah.
Do that. Then it was like, well, maybe it's the offers. Maybe I don't want to offer these offers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what it is. And then ultimately working with my doctors, my physicians, and just going through all the tests, because I pulled up, like, run all the tests,
mm-hmm.
all the scans, all the labs, all the panels, like, something I went and was able to say, something is wrong with me.
Yeah.
It's not associated with a goal. It's not connected to a home or square footage.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. And now get early access to Memorial Day deals. Save 30% on our most popular smart bed, i8. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
And we realized that primary care physician didn't know that I was on Accutane. They weren't the doctors who prescribed it.
Mm.
And so when I said, yes, I am on this medication, they're like, oh, well, this is most likely based on everything else that came back from your tests.
Yeah.
This is most likely what's going on. So I've been struggling.
Yeah.
And I even considered, like, well, should I go to Mexico with Maya? Will that fix me?
I mean, at Maya, we need more sunlight and water.
I need more sunlight. So for me, I literally felt, if I had to describe what this year has been for me, it feels like I spent my year having an outer body experience.
Mm.
I can see myself creating these patterns that I don't want to have, feeling these feelings that I don't want to feel, having these thoughts that I don't want to think,
mm-hmm.
right? I can see it. And it's like, stop doing that. And then it'd be like, do it.
Yeah.
Right? This has been like an outer body experience. It's like I'm sitting here and I know I could be doing more, but it's like,
for sure,
I just couldn't get the energy to do it. And the medication is really that powerful. And I just feel responsible since I've taken you guys through this Accutane journey for telling you, like, I am so grateful for what it did for my skin. But what I have been struggling with, like, as a result of the side effects, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, entrepreneur, are you looking for mentorship? Do you ever watch me here on the Social Proof Podcast or on Full Transparency and say, you know what? One day I want to work with Donnie. Great news. You absolutely can. Join me inside my community, Actionable CEO, where we help to develop new habits, grow you personally, professionally, and financially, help you take massive action in your business, ultimately helping you make more money. It's just $97 a month. We meet every single week. We have a book club. We do live co-working sessions. When I'm in your city, you guys get to connect with me in person and so much more. Don't take my word for it. Go over to actionableceo.com. Check out the page and see if it's a good fit for you. If so, I'll see you on the inside.
Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know if I would describe my experience as depression, and this isn't trying to make a comparison or minimize your experience.
Sure.
'Cause I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs especially have been like, what am I even doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I've had times this year where I'm like, I'll just stay in bed or whatever. But I think that's just my personality. So I'm not really quite sure. I have to measure, is this personality or is this a pattern that I need to check? But yeah, there's just seasons where I'm like, I'm not motivated by external factors. So I could see my revenue go down and be like, that's not getting me up. That is not going to make a difference. Somebody asked me on my stories the other day, did moving into the high rise like make you work harder or be more ambitious? And I'm like, no. I had a higher level of gratitude. I didn't have a higher work ethic. So I think for anybody that is dealing with something, to your point, it's not really going to be an external pull. You know, it's going to be something that you're dealing with internally, whether it's, you know, some type of chemical imbalance because of a medicine that you took or whatever it is going on internally. We got to figure it out because moving to Mexico ain't going to fix it. Getting the 3-bedroom ain't going to fix it. Setting a higher revenue going isn't going to fix it, you know? So
I've always strategically maneuvered around negative thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is we will have them and we can't live such perfect lives that, you know, it's always positivity.
Yeah.
But I have a system typically that I have struggled with all year. And usually that system is connected to routines. Statistically for me, I am able to tell when I am moving into energetically a dark place or when I'm moving into a place that I don't want to be. It doesn't even have to be dark, but it could be not in alignment with me becoming my best self. And I've been on that journey for so many years. And so I have this routine of things that I do to keep me in tip top shape. But when I tell y'all that I struggled with this routine all year, I struggled, and I can feel it when I'm not journaling, when I don't start my day off in meditation, when I don't start my day off journaling and getting my thoughts out or putting my plans out on paper, when I don't start my day in prayer, 1 day, 2 days, I can slide.
Yeah.
Day 4 or 5, it's like,
right.
Girl,
what are we even doing right now?
Right now?
Man, it's so interesting because I felt like I struggled with my routines, and I felt like when I move in the high rise, I'm going to be so much more motivated. I'm going to have the routines and stuff. And I feel like we've had pockets of routines, like we'll go to the gym or we'll eat right for a week, like whatever it is. And now, like, as I start to reflect on a lot of things, when I feel off, I am now starting to look at like 3 different areas. I'm looking at like my environment, my physical environment, of course, like, is there clutter, but my environment also in terms of like, what am I consuming? What am I listening to? What are people saying to me that I'm receiving as true? So definitely taking a look at environment. I look at my nutrition. I'm like, what's my sugar intake been like? Why do I have so much brain fog? Am I eating the right things that will give me the type of energy that I need? Am I consuming enough vitamins and all of those things? And I've started to also now recently be more intentional about looking at what's happening spiritually. I haven't done a lot of studying on spiritual warfare, but I do believe that it's a very real thing. And it's like, however, you know, somebody else looks at it, like, is it something going on in your mind or is it something going on in the spiritual realm? But I'm like, what am I being blocked from achieving? What am I called to do that's so big that my natural desire to want to get up and win and to impact people and to make more money? What could this blockage be keeping me from? So then I'm like, so from a mind standpoint, so from a mindset standpoint, I will think, what affirmations do I need to create? But then from a spiritual standpoint, I'll think, what prayers do I need to pray? And I feel like I definitely could be more intentional about praying over the areas where I feel like I'm being held back, like praying about, let me wake up early with motivation and clear vision.
Yeah.
Or let me pray over, you know, let me wake up and feel just clear, eliminate any brain fog. Let me pray around the people that have access to me. It could be something as little as you had a discovery call on Wednesday with somebody who had bad energy, but you weren't aware of it, but you've been messed up since that discovery call. But because you weren't cognizant of what was going on, you know, you're still dealing with that. So I want to just have like a higher level of discernment and understanding of what could be going on spiritually.
Yeah. And so as you're talking, I am literally looking up like what really is spiritual warfare. Right. And this is what we would do. And so the first passage that comes up is, spiritual warfare refers to the Christian concept of a battle against evil spiritual forces like Satan and demons, which are believed to actively oppose God's will and attempt to influence human lives through temptation, lies, and other means. Mm. Essentially, it's a fight between the forces of good and evil in the spiritual realm, where believers use their faith and reliance on God to resist these negative influences. Okay. And so when you said the term spiritual warfare, it stuck out a little bit to me, because earlier in the year before we connected the dots that what I've been feeling may just be a result connected to medication, mm-hmm. someone said you need to really sit down and pray and ask God to protect you from this spiritual warfare. Mm. And I rebuked it. Mm-hmm. Don't put that on me.
Right. Right. For sure.
don't put that on me. I know we joke about a whole lot of stuff, but spiritual warfare is like really, really, really serious. Mm-hmm. Right. And to think that it could be this battle that you're having with these negative forces that saying, oh, no, this is a believer. This is someone who is so powerful that she can control her outcome through her thoughts. And right. not only can she control her outcome through her thoughts, she can teach people how to do the same thing, right?
Right.
And build a life that's in alignment with their deepest desires. Mm-hmm. And so there's a possibility that it could be. Like, we never know what really is. There's no way to diagnose depression through a blood test, right?
Right.
So it there could be so many things that are happening right now, but it's happening. And I know yesterday we were in a group where, you know, there was another friend who was along with us who's just having a really bad moment. And mm-hmm. I can think of another friend. And as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, there's another friend. God dang, there's so many people that I know. And because I'm an empath, I absorb the feelings of right. other people.
Yeah.
That could also have a lot to do. You know, this year we moved into, last year we moved into the condo. We've been there for like 14, 15 months at this point. Within a couple of months, my dog gets diagnosed with dementia. He goes from happy-go-lucky to, you know, he's being diagnosed with dementia and just going through all the things. And then your dog passes away, scaring the crap out of me, you mm-hmm. know, just the decisions that have to be made. People are battling illnesses. Every time I log into social media, it's some kind of RIP, you know, post for somebody. There's so much going on, and just knowing me, I'm absorbing a little bit of that mm-hmm. and I'm absorbing a little bit of this and I'm absorbing a little bit of that. And I really struggled to be able to say, you know, like my mouth is saying, it still says, I believe in my ability to figure things out or to figure it out. And I'm going to figure this out. I know. Here's the thing. Through all of these negative emotions or energetic hardships, mm-hmm. I'm still not worried.
Right.
I'm still not worried.
Right, right. And I'm almost worried that I'm not worried.
It's almost worrying right. that I'm not worried, because, and it brings me back to this moment, Maya, when I lost everything back in like 2008 to 2010, that time period. I'm sitting in my old bedroom at my mom's house, and maybe I'm watching TV or something. I don't remember what I was doing. I just remember I was like laughing. And my mom is walking past my room at the time that I'm
yeah,
laughing.
Yeah.
And she walks past my room and she doubles back and looks in the room like, what do you have to be laughing about? Like, yeah. aren't you worried? And I'm like, actually, no.
Like, life is going to go on.
It's going to, like, it has to get better or it has to get better. This is it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Outside of like tragic moments, like yeah. this is it. And what we know, even through tragedy, is life has to move on.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for me to stay stuck in this right. place.
Yeah.
And the way my brain works is, if I can identify and pinpoint what the problem is,
yeah,
then I can maneuver myself toward a solution.
Right, right.
I knew back then that the problem was that I didn't have money.
Uh-huh.
So instead of being worried and in fear and depressed, girl, focus your energy on going to get some money.
Make money. Yeah. Right. That part.
Yes. And then now it's like, okay, if you're experiencing this, even if it is a medicine related depression,
mm-hmm.
when the doctor said, I want to put you on antidepressants, I immediately said, I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because other than the medication, there's no happening. Like, you know me.
Yeah.
I'm for real. Like, I'm usually a very happy person. And it was such a challenge to come to terms with even a chemical depression, because what?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? I am typically a sincerely joyful person. Joy mm-hmm. lives here.
Yeah.
And so when I realized like these feelings are this chemical, this medication working itself out of my body, Accutane like kills off this hormone mm-hmm. that I guess maybe you need.
Right. I guess I kind of
maybe
that.
I needed that. But Accutane adjusts it adjusts your hormones, and instead of the antidepressant, and no knock to anybody who needs that.
Yeah.
But I need to get to the root of what causes depression. And then when I start doing research on, well, what causes depression and what is the solution for depression, not a suppression for the symptoms, but what is a solution?
Right.
And then so you start to look at things like nutrition mm-hmm. and you start to realize that especially in African-American people or people who have melanated skin, we are typically more vitamin D deficient than our counterparts because our skin doesn't absorb the sun at the same rate or whatever that measurement factor is that you use to describe how much vitamin D absorbs through our skin. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, if I take vitamin D, how much vitamin D do I need to take? Mm-hmm. And then you start going down this rabbit hole and it's like, oh, vitamin D needs vitamin K to go with it because that's when it's most potent and it's absorbing. Mm-hmm. And you start going through the motions of, you know, going down that rabbit hole. So, girl, I got a routine now.
Yeah.
I got a routine that helps me stay committed to the routine. Mm-hmm. I really want you guys to understand, like, more importantly, how we work through. It's not that things don't happen. Mm-hmm. It's not that we don't feel negative emotions or we don't feel sadness. It's not that we don't go backwards in revenue. It's how we approach it. And it's more about one of the things that you and I align on is we both have an I get to mindset. Mm-hmm. It's not, woe is me, this is happening to me. Describe what that is for you, the I get to mindset.
Yeah, the I get to mindset. I think I look at my life through the lens of privilege. And I think that it's very easy to look at our life from a perspective of deficit. Mm-hmm. And I just don't see that. Mm-hmm. I see, like, I get to wake up in a bed. Mm-hmm. I get to use my Wi-Fi to make money. Mm-hmm. I get to move my body. Yeah. So I think it's more so when we see some of the things that we're dissatisfied with. Like even let's say I'm having an issue with my team and I'm like, oh, somebody quit today or whatever. It's like, I get to run a company where I need people to work there. I get to pay payroll so that way I can have more time for myself. So I really do think perspective matters so much because it's going to shift your approach and the actions that you take so you can get to the results that you desire.
Mm. And even to go deeper on the I get to mindset, like what you were saying, if you have a team member who just randomly quits, it's like, hey, I get to even have this company. But when I have, like, for example, with the feelings that I've been feeling, it's not, oh my God, how did I end up being on a medication that's made me depressed, me of all people, and yada, yada, yada. Instead, it's, okay, I get to learn more about reversing things that are happening in my body. I get to learn more about healing myself.
Right.
So now I'm, instead of looking at how I've been feeling all year, now that I understand what the problem is, now I get to work on a solution.
Right.
And I am so excited because it's just so in alignment with who I am. If I'm really serious about being on this journey of becoming the best version of myself, that includes me learning how to heal myself.
100%.
Physically, emotionally, spiritually. Yeah. And so this is an opportunity for me to go through that process of learning more about how I can heal myself, because when I learn how to heal myself, then I can help other people heal themselves.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, 2025 is going to be a good alignment, best self, whole self, healing ourselves year. Mm-hmm. And then we should have some type of holistic retreat or something for entrepreneurs.
For entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love that idea. My concern, though, is the fact that I'm an empath. My concern is the fact that I am an empath. There was a song that you and I were listening to on the way to church yesterday. Mm. How do you say Toby's last name? Inwege?
I don't even
know. Toby Inwege. Please forgive me because I'm such a huge fan, but in my defense, I don't ever hear anybody say his last name like enough to know. Toby Inwege. And there's a song. Let me tell you guys what that song is. Hopefully my Apple Music doesn't start playing because God knows. Right. Okay, so that song is called I'm Not God. Mm. And it's featuring Andra Day, Fantasia, Keisha Renee. And in that song, basically, I don't know the lyrics by heart because I was literally just turned on to this song. But in the song, it's saying like, I want to help you, mm-hmm. but I'm not God.
Yeah.
I want to heal you, but I'm not God. Like, yeah. I want to bring you out of this, mm-hmm. but I'm not God. Mm. And basically saying like, oh my God, this was the other thought that I was having just yesterday. This is also, I want to teach a series called Life Jacket.
Okay.
Life Vest. This is also a season of making sure that your life vest is on first. Mm. And that's where I am right now. Mm-hmm. So when we say holistic retreat, I'm all about it if.
Yeah.
Or I'm all about it when. Like I have to get to a place where my life jacket has saved me first.
Right.
And then I have actual steps yeah. and actual things that I can teach and add some value to people.
Yeah.
What I don't want a holistic retreat to become is this melting pot of problems.
Right. This isn't where you come and get therapy. And I think it also is important to say, because you know how we've seen this as business coaches when somebody will like be into something for a few months and like, I'm going to start a business. So also when I say holistic, I'm thinking about all the areas of our lives, like how okay. we think, how we show up, our exercise routines, our mm-hmm. relationships, holistic from a standpoint of what are the other areas of your life that mm-hmm. you need to master or elevate so yeah. you can show up as the entrepreneur that you want to show up as. Yeah. So I don't mean like, we're going to give you herbs and medicine. Like, we're not healers. We're not.
Oh, I'm a healer, baby. I am. I am a healer. I improve the lives of everybody close to me. And I don't mean that in a way of, you know, if you have a headache, I can put my hand right. on your head.
That's
and
what I'm your headache.
I am a healer in the place of I know how to. I believe it's a gift that I've been given. Mm-hmm. When people have things that are bothering them or are ailing them, I am able to help you find a solution. I have had friends. I've dated guys that, you know, were taking blood pressure medication every single day. And after I put my hands on them, meaning creating new routines for them, teaching them how to provide nutrients to their body and things like that. They're still years later, not even on those blood pressure medications before. I'm a healer. Okay. And that's why I'm so confident and I'm not worried about how I've been feeling this year. I just needed to know what problem needed to be solved.
Right.
I don't know what I'm fighting. I don't know. Like, I needed to get to the bottom because this is a foreign experience for me. Mm-hmm. This is something new. So now I have to go down the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got to go down this rabbit hole of figuring out what is wrong. And this is just the story of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's literally been the story of my life. So I am excited to, like, I see myself in a couple of months on the other side of this.
Yeah.
And then I see somebody else perhaps going through it, and I'm like, I can give you a shortcut. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend a whole year in this place. I can help you heal yourself.
Right.
I've been there. I've done that. I can help you provide some solutions. To your point about the holistic retreat, now, from that perspective, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. What I love so much about the way that I've built my business is my business is literally about creating the life that I desire, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like, right? Yeah. And so as I evolve and become better, upgraded versions of myself, what I talk about in my community, you know, evolves. Last year, I did the Muscles and Money mm-hmm. boot camp, right? Mm-hmm. And I made David come along with me, like, do this Muscle and Money, you know, boot camp with me. And it was this fitness boot camp that we did. We had Bria, shout out to Bria, a super dope trainer here in Atlanta. We had her come along and join us on the journey because I am really serious about my physical fitness. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking about being fine. I want to be able to use my body.
Yeah, I
right?
want to be strong.
I want to be strong. I want to be able to, like, I got legs. Let's use them, yeah, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And so we did that boot camp, and it's so on brand for, you know, who I am. A couple of years ago, I created the Meditation Mastery Challenge, mm-hmm. and I bring that back every single year, and people love it. And so to be able to wrap this into a retreat, I love that we don't have restrictions on how we can make money in our business.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. I love that.
I love that so much. What are you most looking forward to in the new year? Like, are you transitioning? You're moving to, first of all, you're not even moving for real. You're really floating around.
I'm floating. The globe. I'm going to Mexico for 10 days and I'm going to be back for the holidays. And then I'm going to Colombia. So
for months. Yeah. And then I think I heard you mention something about Thailand or something. Yeah,
I'm going to go there after.
The point is, you won't be upstairs.
I won't be right upstairs.
And you won't be in the U.S.
That is true.
Yeah, you won't be in the U.S. You're going to be home for the holidays. Okay, everybody comes home for the holidays.
Everybody does, yeah.
Then you're going to go. So with this move to wherever you're going to be, right, do you believe that you will operate business differently? Are you offering different things?
I don't know exactly what my offers will be, but I think I'm going to learn a lot about myself in a way that can benefit my clients and how I show up for them. In the last few years, I've been talking to my clients more about how profit is more than just having an abundance of financial resources, but it's also having an abundance of impact and fulfillment. Mm. And so having a profitable business in terms of money, impact, and fulfillment, and making decisions based on that. And so I want to play around with that idea more, just with my overall online community, and figure out, how do I want to put this out into the world? How do I want to help people have more fulfillment in entrepreneurship? Because I think for so many years, especially when you're starting out, money is the number one thing that you're chasing, which makes sense, because without the money, you're just not going to have a business. Mm-hmm. But I've seen people hit $1 million and then be depressed and they're exhausted. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're not fulfilled because you have no idea who you are. You have no clarity on your identity or your purpose or whatever it is. And so I find that because it's so easy for us to sit and create our marketing strategy and say, here's my sales and revenue goal, that we bypass writing down, who is the person that I want to be when I got to the finish line? Mm. And so what I tell my clients is, I want to get you to the finish line, but I want to get you to the finish line whole. And so sometimes my clients will come and they'll want to make more money. And I'll say, if you made the same amount of money, but you worked less hours, would you be happy? And most people, they would be. They're like, okay, the money I'm making is good. I don't want to be burnt out. And some people are like, I still want to make more money, which is also fine. But we have to ultimately think about, how do we want to feel and who do we want to be when we have the money? Because the money doesn't ultimately bring the happiness. We have to know what makes us happy so the money can serve us. And so a lot of us are serving and chasing money because we're not really clear what truly serves us.
Do you believe that you feel how you want to feel with the money that you possess now?
I do, in a lot of aspects, because I spend my money in ways that make me feel great.
Okay.
I spend my money on the expensive condo that we have that I'm moving out of. I felt no regrets about that.
None.
Every single month when, you know, we pay to live there, I'm like, I feel so grateful. I get to pay to live here.
Yeah.
I get to pay to live here. I love that I spend my money on taking my parents on vacation, on Just Because Vacations. They're alive. They live in Atlanta. I spent my money on moving them here. Mm-hmm. So I feel absolutely like I'm spending my money on things that bring me happiness because I know what my values are. Mm-hmm. Some people, they get the money and they're blowing it, right? Because they don't really know what they value. And so a friend of mine and I were having a conversation. We're like, how do we know if we're just blowing our money? Like, what's the difference between, you know, being responsible with your money and YOLO? Right? How do we know we're being good stewards of our money? And I'm like, it all comes down to values.
Okay.
Every decision you make needs to be a decision of, is this aligned with my core value or not?
How realistic is that, though?
We're not always going to do that. But if you want to know if you're making a clear decision, right? So if I say I value health, I'm going to ultimately make more decisions in alignment with health. And people can say they value things. And I would say, if you want to question if you truly value something or not, go look at your bank statements.
Ooh.
What are you spending money on?
Where are you spending your money? If you truly, I don't want them to miss that. If you truly want to, say that one more time.
If you truly want to test what your values are, take a look at where you're spending your money.
Take a look at where you're spending your money. Audit your bank statements. Audit your bank statements. I do this like quarterly. Mm-hmm. I'm auditing my bank statements. I feel good about where I spend my money.
For sure.
I do. I've recently made a couple of decisions. Like, okay, so 20 years ago, like in my 20s, I've always worked, mm-hmm. and I've always figured out how to make top dollar wherever I work, right? I've wiggled my way into management and into positions that I didn't really qualify for. Mm-hmm. So even in my 20s, making money like selling cars, you're just making this commissionable, you know, income over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. You're blowing the checks, right?
Yeah.
Going into real estate and I'm selling these condos and all this stuff. You're blowing the checks. And I used to be like really, really into high end designer, what everybody knows as high end designer, all those designers. Mm-hmm. When I lost everything and I realized like I couldn't even pawn that stuff to make enough money to pay my mortgage, right? I decided that, well, it wasn't even a decision. I just couldn't anymore buy those things. Yeah. So I had to figure out how to live with less, but still show up and look good, still show up and feel confident, still show up and be a good version of myself.
Yeah.
So you're shopping at far less expensive places and you're putting things together and you're being more creative. So I went through years of that experience. And then as I start making money again, and I still had those things, I still kept all my stuff because like you spend $5,000 on a bag for somebody to tell you they'll give you $500 for it. It's like, nah, I'll figure it out. I'll keep my stuff.
For sure.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to keep my stuff.
Yeah.
So I still had these things, and a lot of the things and pieces that I wear today are vintage. And then some of them are new acquisitions. But I realized, it's not, I can look good in anything. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily need the label. I found myself, though, when I started making a lot of money again, I found myself back in the high-end designer boutiques. And if I'm being honest with you, it's the way I choose to spend my money.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have an issue with it. But what I do have an issue where I had to catch myself, right, is making sure that I don't only feel good in those things.
Right.
Like I don't need those things to validate me. Like, Donnie, are you sincerely buying the things that just make you feel good? Are you, or the things that you genuinely like?
Yeah.
Right. And so it's been proven, it's been tried, it's been true. I like Fendi as much as I like Fashion Nova, and I wear them both. Right. Yeah. I like, I don't know, I like Gucci as much as I love Shein. I love all the things. Mm-hmm. But right now, I am really in my season of supporting Black designers. Mm-hmm. Your girls are putting out, and the guys are putting out some really quality apparel.
Yeah.
Pieces that just look good, feel good. Like I'm wearing Milano di Rouge right now. And this is like, it's just a really quality brand. Probably more than 60% of my closet is her. The designer Toulonez, I'm wearing that stuff. I wear Rebellious Fit, gym line, fitness line, the athletic wear. That's yours.
Thanks.
And it's just like, I'm in that season. And what I noticed that's different for me and why I'm in that season is because while I like these things and I feel good, I'm not one of those people who feel like, oh, if you spend your money there, you're blowing your money.
Yeah.
I don't overshop anymore, right? But I feel a sense of pride connected to wearing Rebellious Fit. Mm-hmm. I feel a sense of pride connected to wearing Milano di Rouge. I feel a sense of pride connected to wearing the Toulonez brand. I just feel a sense of pride.
For sure. Yeah. I love that you said that, because when it does come to your values, you have to see are the values that you set in alignment, right? And mm-hmm. I think for you, it's just like, oh, I've been more intentional about the value of pouring into Black businesses. Mm-hmm. And so now it has to align with my value of wanting to wear quality things. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, when I mentioned the bank statement and I'm like thinking about my bank statement, I'm like, how much money have I given to DoorDash, right? Because I mentioned, listen, because I mentioned like, okay, if I value health. And so it's like, okay, if I'm eating DoorDash a lot, the majority of it really isn't going to be healthy. Like, yeah, we can order our salads or whatever. And so it's like, why am I consistently DoorDashing? Because I value convenience. And so it's like, okay, so now we have to make these values come into agreement with each other. I value convenience, so girl, hire a chef. Don't keep ordering DoorDash and being unhealthy.
If we added up, we lived in the same building. Mm-hmm. If you and I added up how much money we gave to DoorDash, Instacart, delivery fees, all these things, we could have shared a chef. They never cook for just one.
Yeah.
They never cook for, we could have shared. I just feel
like it was hard for us to find one, right?
Oh, no. I have chefs. I just don't have a chef that is full time that cooks for me every single, like, you know, I'll call my chef and I'll say, hey, feed me this week. But, you know, we, a couple steps at a time. Your girl gotta manage my expectations. Yeah. I have great chefs. What I did struggle with is finding great meal prep companies. I am not a fan of meal prep. I know you love you some meal prep.
I don't mind meal prep because, yeah, I care more about how I look than how the food tastes.
Yeah, I see. I need both.
Yeah.
I need the food to taste truly amazing. Truly a foodie. I am true. You have been with me enough to know I am just a foodie.
You need great food.
I need delicious food. There is not even in a detox. Am I going to care less about how the food tastes? I'm going to go and find the best healthy tasting food there is. You say I need fruit? Put me in front of all the mangoes, babe. Right. I don't want that stuff that tastes like nothing. Keep that dragon fruit away from me. That I don't want that. So like, funny. Why would I punish myself that way? There are other ways to be healthy. We can do both.
I thought you were going to say there are other ways to punish myself.
and then there's that. There are other things that there are other areas where I can take a slight L. There are other sacrifices that I could make. It is not going to be on the deliciousness of what I am putting in my mouth. Period. It's just not. Maya's like, well, maybe we shouldn't have a burger. Well, if it's pasture raised, grass fed, top sirloin, maybe I can have it. No, but you know, but also I believe in moderation. I eat a salad almost every day. Mm-hmm. And if I don't eat a salad, it's usually substituted with a soup. Like I love a good vegetable soup. I love soup so much. Mm-hmm. But I eat a salad just about every day. Mm-hmm. And my mom makes me a salad all the time. Like I genuinely just love it. It's not because I'm super intentional about necessarily even a health journey. And that's why I don't deny myself, because my overall habits, I actually love to eat healthy food. I eat fruit almost every single day. I have smoothies almost, not every day, but almost every single day. I drink plenty of water. Like I'm not sitting at home eating ribs and beans all day. Mm-hmm. You know, I eat generally healthy. And I know that there would be like a vegan who says, well, no, because if you're eating meat at all, then, you know, the meat in the U.S. And I believe that. I know it's true. Mm-hmm. I have friends who have lived in the U.K. and then they've come back here and they say, oh, no, when I come to America, the meat makes me feel sick. I know that that is happening, but I don't live in the U.K. So here I have to source to the best of my ability where I eat. You know, I only go to certain restaurants. I'm not eating certain stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm only eating certain things. That's the best I can do unless I move with you to Mexico.
That is hilarious. There you go.
No, you're laughing at me. You want to say something. You want to be like, girl.
I let people do what they want to do.
Okay, but what's your thought? I'm inquiring about your thought.
I'm listening to you. You know, you said this yesterday. You said this today. Like, I don't deny myself things and I like balance and stuff like that, which is fine. Everybody should do what feels best for them.
Yeah.
I don't mind denying myself things when I'm thinking about the end game or when I'm thinking about the end result. And this is in business too, right? Mm-hmm. And I like practicing denying myself because I like to increase my level of discipline as much as I can. Sure. So even like joking about like convenience, I have seasons of convenience, but I have to check myself often of like, don't let this access to convenience make you lazy.
Yeah.
And so when I hear the word balance, and it doesn't mean that we necessarily do this in all areas of our lives, but it's like when you're trying to achieve something, balance cannot exist.
Agreed.
You have to be purely focused. I'm really actually attracted to people who are extremist, even when it seems crazy. And not extremist to the point where it's harmful, but they seem extreme to the average person who likes balance. Not calling you average. I'm saying like the everyday person.
No, I don't know that I used the word balance. I used moderation. I don't necessarily believe in balance, not when you are achieving a big result. Like at some point you're going to tip the scale in one direction or the
for
other.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that. So when we say things like there are seasons in which I want to practice discipline, for me, instead of operating, there's going to be seasons that we want to do all kinds of things, mm-hmm. but I'd rather have a system where I'm consistent just across the board instead of saying, oh, well, for these 2 weeks, I'm going to detox and be super healthy, and then I'm just going to go back to my regular habits. Right. So that's kind of what I mean by I don't deny myself because I don't really have to. I constantly detox. I'm constantly watching what I eat. I'm constantly seeking like the best ingredients. And sure, I have chocolate cake, mm-hmm. right? But I also, it's my belief, I also believe that if I'm not eating chocolate cake, but once a month, I don't, you know, eat dessert all the time. If I'm going to have it once a month or even twice a month, I just think that there's enough moderation there that can support that decision. But then there are people who are extremists. Honey, I have been in relationship with extremists, mm-hmm. okay? And if I'm being totally honest, I don't know that the extremists got the result that they wanted. The discipline looks great, right? Mm-hmm. But typically, in that particular case, the discipline looks amazing. But the things that you're denying yourself of has directly impacted your happiness. So how do you figure out how to get the result, how to create discipline without denying yourself of actual happiness? And I'm not talking about like going to the club and those things bring you happiness. I don't even believe those things bring you happiness. I believe those things are filling some type of a void and it's temporary. But when we're talking about things that are actually connected to your core, the core of who you are, your core values, things that you've identified like you need to refuel you.
Right.
If we're having to deny ourselves of those things, are we really becoming the best version? Are we really practicing discipline?
What would be an example of something that at your core makes you happy that you would need to deny? You shouldn't deny yourself something.
Love and relationship. So in that particular case, that person would completely cut off relationships because they felt like I gotta be isolated
right.
all this time because that's how I show my discipline.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
Well, that's not healthy. But when I think of extremists and at least my experience, that's what I see. And I'm like, well, instead of that, why don't you say more like, well, let me figure out how to create this moderate flow. I can't hang out with you guys all the time, but we can put a date on the calendar every single month that this is our date. And I know I'm going to get what I need from those relationships mm-hmm. because all the other 30 days or 29 days of the month, I have to be really super dialed in on this other idea. But that allows me to be full in all those areas.
Right. Yeah, I think in that example, if you're cutting something off that's actually healthy, then you probably shouldn't do that. I think extremists, and I use that word lightly because on the other end, when I think of extremists, I think about like the harmful version of it, mm-hmm. like extremists in like religion or politics or whatever. Mm-hmm. When I say extreme, like I like to see people who are so obsessed with something, they're so passionate with something that they're mm-hmm. like, I want to go all in on this. Like watching like some of the people that you have interviewed, like they're so dialed in on something. And it's like, I love how you just said no to everything. And you were like, I'm going yes, 100% on this thing. Or even watching people who are, you know, plant-based and they're like, if I never ate another piece of chicken again, I'm not attaching my happiness to chicken, whatever it is, because yeah. I learned that what it does to my body.
Yeah.
I might like the taste of it, but I'm going fully extreme because I'm denying myself this temporary emotion that I have with chicken and how it tastes to mm-hmm. choose my health long term.
We agree there. So the things that if you feel like certain things are causing you harm, right? If you feel like these things are causing you harm, if they're counterproductive to the goal and you believe that,
yeah.
right? Then I'm like you, girl, I'm super turned on. Ooh, don't right. come around me with all that focus, boy. You better get away from me with all that intentionality.
What is wrong with her?
Right.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like an occasional chocolate piece of cake is going to matter too much to my waistline. I just don't.
Yeah. And especially if you're basing it off of the size of waistline, then yeah.
Yeah.
then I think how you're moving makes sense.
Yeah. I also don't think an occasional chocolate piece of cake is going to like bring me brain fog. Like, I just don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
You don't have to think
so. But you know what I love? I love that we don't have to think the same thing.
Exactly.
And we can still have great dialogue about it.
Absolutely. I think it's like, it's egotistical to overcare about how somebody wants to live their life. Yeah. Unless it's in direct harm to you. Like,
yeah.
What happens with your waistline ain't got nothing to do with my waistline.
Well.
If it gets out of control, I'll be like,
you better check me.
Absolutely.
You better check me. But every now and then, you know, I'd be like, Maya. And as I think about it, Miss Donnie, you want to get the dessert this time? I ain't had that apple cobbler in a minute.
Wait, who?
You.
Where?
Houston's.
Did we eat it?
Every now and then, but we never finish it.
We never finish it. You know why? Because moderation.
Moderation, baby. Moderation.
I was off my extremist energy that day.
Yes, yes, yes. And I don't know if you're ever really on extremist energy, but I do admire when you are, like, when I can see that you're extremely focused on something.
Oh, thanks.
Hyper-focused on something, even. And I will say that proximity matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even my circle has been so implemental in keeping me connected to my routines. Mm. And this is why I believe in community just so much, yeah. Right? Whether I have to pay to be in a community or I have a community of people around me, people don't get to have a Maya and a Donnie connected in the same community. Like, there are so many people who are listening to this conversation and they're like, I need me a Maya or I need me a Donnie, yeah. Right? And the unfortunate part of life is not everybody knows how to attract those kind of relationships or appreciate them for the value that they bring when they do. So many people are just in competition. Yeah. Y'all, me and Maya do so much of the same things and it's never a competition. We'll hang out. One night is my night. One night is Maya's night. It's like, girl, you better get them.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And it's, there's never like this season of competition or comparison.
Yeah.
I'm sincerely proud of you. You're sincerely proud of me. We get together often and we're like comparing notes. If we're comparing anything, it's notes.
It's absolutely notes because we want to get better.
We want to get better.
Why would we gatekeep when sharing our notes is going to make us better?
If there's anything that we compare, it's processes. It's workflows, it's symptoms, it's systems. Maya, what's that template you got over there? Can you show me? Listen, I'm struggling with something right now. Please just let me copy and paste yours.
The way we were in those Google Docs and Canva templates.
Listen, the way we were in these templates trying to figure it out. She's quick to pick up the phone. I'm quick to pick up the phone and say, hey, what's working for you right now? Because this ain't it.
And sometimes ain't shit working
ain't
for
nothing working.
Us.
Girl, I don't know.
Like, let's go get food.
Let's just go eat. You want to go about those burgers? This is an effort. Let's go get us an Angus grass-fed, farm-raised burger today. French fries, hold the truffle and cheese because we're focused.
Not we're focused.
I love it so much, but no, seriously, my circle has been so impactful to, like, I tell David all the time, like, I'm over here fighting for my life.
Yeah,
I am over here fighting for my life because even as, like, my mom is like, you need to take a sabbatical, right? And in her mind, it's like, step away for a couple of months. I'm like, I don't get to do that.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for everything.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for everything.
You're so stupid.
I'm reminding myself that I asked for this response.
Right.
I'm so responsible. You guys, if you want to know anything about me, it's...
I'm just cracking up at the irony because I saw what was going on in your brain in that moment.
Like, wait. I'm actually so responsible.
I'm so responsible.
Give me the damn cake because I'm so responsible for everything.
Right, right. Sometimes it comes down to that, like, I'm eating the cake because you know what? I was extreme in making sure all of these mortgages were paid.
All of these mortgages get paid. People be like, why do you rent? Yo, don't ask me shit. Don't ask me why I rent nothing.
Right.
No.
Oh, my God.
I got a couple of mortgages. I got a couple of rents.
Yeah.
Listen, I do everything, so don't get it twisted. There is no balance, you guys.
All of those bills have to get paid. I don't get to balance those.
All of the bills get paid.
I don't get to pay my bills in moderation.
I don't get to pay the bills in moderation. And you know what else I don't get to do? Multiple months of sabbaticals. We gotta wrap this up real quick.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking, okay, so let's figure that out. Let's talk through a sabbatical. Who gonna run this company?
Right. Where's everybody gonna live?
Where's everybody gonna live when I, you know what I mean? Like, what am I gonna come back to after I take said sabbatical? No. So I do love though, I've just been really disconnected from the things that I know fill me up, including I typically take like some type of time off every 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm somewhere. Last year, you and I were somewhere all the time, right? Yeah. But I'm usually somewhere, whether it's domestically or internationally. And I haven't wanted to do that. I hadn't had a desire. Mm. So last night, what I did, like, I'm trying to get back to that girl, right? Yeah. I'm trying to get back to that girl. So I started scrolling through. I went all the way to the beginning of my photo album.
Yeah, because I saw the Cancun clips.
Mm-hmm. I'm sending you videos and pictures. But I have pictures in here from 2014, something like that. So I go all the way to the beginning of my photo album, and I'm just looking at pictures and I'm looking at videos and I'm remembering moments and how I felt in those moments, even in the simplest of moments, right? Mm. Just the simplest of moments, seeing you send pictures and videos of our dogs playing, or we're downstairs walking the dogs at the same time and their leashes are tangled up. You know, it's just like the simplest of things that I can remember. Like, man, that was so funny. That was so cute. Or the first time they met, or this and the other. I saw a picture of me and you at Papa Do's the first time that we actually went to dinner.
Wow.
And I remember sitting down with you, telling you, you got to look in the mirror and you got to have a, what's the conversation I told you to have?
Oh, my gosh. Should we would say it like we have to have the dumb bitch conversation?
You got to have the dumb bitch conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have the dumb bitch conversation.
You got to look in the mirror and say, don't be a dumb bitch.
So listen, without, you know, telling all the details at that time, Maya was going through something, girl.
What was I doing?
No,
we're going to cut this part out. I need context.
No, we don't
first.
Cut anything out. Oh, okay. But it was, you know, some dude stuff, some guy stuff, some relationship stuff. And so we're having this conversation, and me and Maya met. We're eating. This is like our first alone date. We're eating, and you're just telling me about some stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, and you're like, I don't know how to deal with it. And I'm like, look, I don't sugarcoat, baby. You sometimes, as women, we have to have a dumb bitch conversation with ourselves. And Maya looked at me like, girl, I will jump out across this table.
Right.
What do you mean?
Right.
Is she calling me a dumb bitch?
Yeah.
No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is sometimes we have to look in the mirror and say, don't be a dumb bitch. Like this decision is, you know that this is wrong. You know that that's not right. You know this is not what you want. And you have to say, hey, look, am I being a dumb bee today or what? And if you're okay, if you can look yourself in the eyes and say, yep, I am intentionally focused on being that dumb bee today, then you go keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
But if you don't want anybody to call you a dumb bee, and you don't want to feel like a dumb bee after said dumb bee conversation with yourself, you need to go and make some different decisions, right? And so anyway, I saw a picture. We took a selfie that night, and I saw that picture, and it made me think of the dumb bee conversation.
Yeah.
And you know what I had to do? I had to have a dumb bee conversation with myself last night.
Wow.
Girl, don't blow this. Mm. Don't give it all away. Don't sit, like, feel how you feel. Go through this season. Do these things. But you know better. Mm. You're tougher than this. You're stronger than this. And unfortunately, you do have to be strong. Mm. Like, you see the memes. You see people say, you don't always have to be strong. That's not the life I signed up for.
Mm.
I have to be strong in this moment. I can have weak moments. I can't have weak outcomes. I can't be weak all the time.
I can't be a weak person.
I can't be no weak bitch.
Yeah.
Period.
I just
can't be a weak person.
Yeah.
And just like I would tell my client, just like I would tell my friend, enough is enough.
Enough is enough. We need to find that song that I said, yo, this is you all day.
That's, what is it, Glorilla
Money Long?
Listen, she said, this song right here is what you would tell your friends. And even listening to it, that was my first time listening to it a couple of days ago. I'm like, this is exactly what I would tell my friends. I know that you guys like to be you and your Jacqueline Carr and your Kirk Franklins and all that stuff. They hype me up too, right? They get me hype. When we be on the way to church, we listen to gospel and I be screaming to the top of my lungs, pumped up. But this season that I'm in right now.
She said, I'm trying to get me and all my bitches in line. Okay.
I'm getting me and all of y'all in line. I need a little glow. Somebody reach out to Glow and tell her I need her. She is impactful to my mental health right now. This season that I am I'm in right now, I gotta pop my ish just a little bit more. Like, it's time. Like, I gotta get loud about it, right? I never forgot who I was, but I did stop showing it. I did stop caring to put it on display. But this season that I'm in right now, when you are fighting for your life, literally, and what I mean by that, when you're fighting your mental inner me, aka enemy, don't miss that. When you are fighting these mental enemies that make you feel like you don't want to get out of the bed, make you feel like you don't want to go after the next big goal, make you feel like just enough is happening and you don't have to do the next thing, that make you question whether you can or whether you should or whether you deserve, when you are fighting those kind of mental enemies,
listen,
you got to come with it.
Yeah.
You hear me? You got to
just wake up and just do stuff.
Alexa, play Goat Glorilla.
Right. 100%. Create yourself a playlist.
I have it.
I'm saying for everybody, like, you got to create yourself a playlist that's just going to get you out of that funk and remind you of who you are.
Yes. And the thing is that what's crazy is, you can be in such a deep funk. Like, I got the playlist. I got the Nuck If You Buck If You Want To. All right. Y'all got one more. Gosh. I have the playlist, but sometimes I understand it. And I'm really grateful, honestly, that I've gone through this because I can be desensitized to long term negative thoughts and feelings. I have consistently said, like, you can't come around me like more than three times and keep talking to me about the same problem.
Yes.
You know,
that's your standard.
That's like my standard, but it's a defense mechanism because I will start to absorb it. So for me to be able to stay in close proximity to you, we have to start talking about solutions and I have to see you take action, right? Yeah. I can't keep coming. And so, you know, you said to me the other day, well, Donnie, I didn't really know X, Y, and Z. Why didn't you tell me? And I said, because I don't keep coming around people with the same negative thoughts and feelings. Like, it's just not in my makeup, right? And that might be a pro, it might be a con. Probably more of a con than it is a pro.
For sure. You've been going through some stuff where I'm like, girl, what is the point of us living in the same building?
What is the point of us living in the same? I have a playlist that's titled Heal Me. Heal Me.
Okay.
And it's literally a list of songs that make me like get hype. And because music is probably my first love, like in terms of things that I do and have my hands in, music is probably to this day still my first love. Music is so powerful for me. It will shift. It's the determining factor between a winning day and a day where I end the day feeling like I've just let the day go, like I've given the day in. You can win the day or you can give the day away. And music for me has been that piece. But you can be so deep in a funk that you can't even reach for the phone and press play. And that's where I had been. I couldn't even press play. I don't want to hear anything. The sound feels like poison to my ear. Turn it off. I'm sitting in silence. I'm servicing my clients. I'm showing up with a smile on my face. I'm pumping everybody up. I am inspiring everybody. I'm seeing your wins. I broke a new millionaire this year. Like, I'm seeing these things happening. I'm still very effective. You ever heard of a high-functioning addict? Or a high-functioning alcoholic.
For sure.
You would never know it.
Yep.
Like, Denzel Washington is a high-functioning alcoholic. He's a recovered alcoholic now. But there's never a moment where I can think, Denzel was an alcoholic. You know, you can think of certain celebrities and you like, yeah, that was their season, that they they were into some weird stuff.
Yeah.
He's high functioning. He's still going to show up. He's going to master those scripts. He's going to deliver the best performance. That was me.
For sure.
That was me. But just like Denzel had to let go of the alcohol and he had to get help and he had to heal himself. That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
And I am excited about it. And I really hope that this conversation has served as a tool for people to be able to come back. Like if you need something that just feels good, I hope that they can come back.
For sure.
To this.
Yeah, and to not feel alone. I think we feel so much shame around the things we're going through because we feel like we're the only person going through it. And it's like there's somebody else going through it. And you going through it doesn't mean anything about yourself. It doesn't make you a good person, a bad person. It makes you human.
Yeah.
We go through things and you just got to find the solution and do the best you can.
I was telling Naja, a friend of ours, that I also feel like I don't necessarily believe in coincidences. Just like Pastor Darius Daniel said yesterday, we overlook miracles. Like you don't believe that miracles are happening in your life because you overlook or you misdiagnose your miracle. And you start looking at things that God placed in your life as a miracle as coincidence, or you start giving it away to luck. You start categorizing it as luck. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that God is getting ready to perform a miracle in my life. That's what I believe. I believe that what is happening is beyond the Accutane. I believe that God is requiring that I draw nearer to him because the goals that I have connected to me, I can only get to through accessing him first. And I believe that he is requiring me to shed some layers and to experience a rebirth. So there's some things that I have coming up that I'm super excited about. I have this energetic pull to develop more spiritually, to dedicate myself more to God. And I feel, and I know it's not even, I feel like it, but I know. And there's been little signs, right, just along the way that says, connect closer, connect deeper, get closer, get deeper. And now it's like this major shutdown. Like, look, I keep trying to send it, girl. You're looking for the miracle. I'm telling you how to access it. You just got to get there. But you keep sitting here when I'm trying to take you there. So let me sit your butt down. So you now have a wake up call and you have to go through this journey of healing so you can get there where your miracle is waiting for you. And when Darius Daniel said that yesterday, it was so full circle because that's how I've been feeling. So this for me is shedding old layers. And I am excited to earn the new ones, the new ones.
Okay.
Through the word.
I love it. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. I'm excited for you, Maya. I think that you are incredibly brave to just walk away from it all and say, I'm going to go and do me.
I'm going to go do me. I'm going to go explore, travel.
So much of my life has been sacrificial. I did not date for marriage for so many years because I wanted to be the emotional everything, emotionally available in a very intentional way to my daughter. I'd never relocated, even though I wanted to so many times, because as my mom was getting older, I felt I just didn't think it would be a good decision, right? I have sacrificed so much of my own desires because of how available I felt like I needed to be to my daughter and to my mom, that when I say rebound, like I'm taking everything back. And thankfully, I'm taking it back in a position. I still, like, if I had to do it over again, there would be a couple of adjustments. But I'm so grateful that I have been able to put my mom and my daughter and my family just in a position to win and to thrive. So this isn't a complaint. I say this to say, I am excited that you are going through things that I couldn't go through with, right? I am excited for you and this opportunity. I'm going to live vicariously through all your photos and all the things. I no longer have a desire to live internationally, but I do love to travel internationally. I'm going to come and meet you out there. I'm going to, I don't know where we're going to be, but I'm going to come and see you. For sure, I got to get to Thailand. Yeah, for sure. I have to get there and maybe we'll experience a little bit of Colombia. But I'm just really proud of you and I'm inspired by your decision to do this. And I'm also really proud that you didn't let me talk you out of it.
You surely tried. You surely tried.
I'm like, but what about this? And what about that? And the last thing that I want to hit on is like, so what does this mean? Like, I know that you're super intentional about attracting the relationship that you really desire, and you want love and marriage and all these things. Do you have any feeling about how you essentially becoming a nomad is going to impact that process?
No, I think I feel confident that it's going to happen. I feel like in my 20s, I spent a lot of energy trying to force things. Mm-hmm. I think it's also especially being super, you know, solution driven and how we're going to make this work and doing things by force. It's so easy to do that in business. It's like, it doesn't work like that when it comes to relationships that are aligned, right? You can force a relationship, but you don't have to force things that are in alignment. Mm-hmm. So with this, I'm just going to kind of play it by ear. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I know for me that I feel like there was a part of me maybe a year or two ago that halted my decision from doing what I'm doing now in terms of traveling, because I'm like, well, I need to be like stateside and local so I can date. And it's like, girl, you've been living in Atlanta. If you was gonna get your man, you would have got him in the 9 years that you've been here. Okay. Go travel the world and just figure it out from there.
Yeah. And everything else is going to be fine. Like, yeah, you have a sibling here. So in the event, you know, your parents need one of you guys, there's somebody here to respond. For sure. You don't have children yet, so you don't have that pulling on you.
Yeah.
And you might find your man in, you know what I mean, a little Thailand, little, you know what I mean? Yeah. You might come back and be like, girl, he's short, but I got him. I love it, and I love you so much. Thank you for being here. And once you come back, because you intend to come back.
Yeah, I intend to come back. I just don't know when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The freedom that entrepreneurship has afforded you.
Listen, it's funny because you were saying, you know, well, your parents have your sister. I'm like, I'm the least responsible. And how you were just saying, like, I'm responsible. And I am I'm responsible for me and my business. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, loosely for other things, but it's like nothing fully depends on me. My business depends on me, which means my team and my employees depend on me, but I'm dependable in Thailand for them. So I love that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I love that. And I love that for you. And for as long as you can, keep living the life of your dreams. Keep doing what you believe is right and what makes you whole. Keep putting those values and that self-worth mm-hmm. at the highest of heights.
Yeah.
Because we're no longer negotiating on our self-worth. No longer compromising with our boundaries.
Right. Mm-mm. And I don't want to have any more of those conversations in the mirror.
No more of the dumb bee conversations in the mirror. We are done with that. We are done with that. And we are done with this episode. Maya, Denise, Nicole, Renee, Tiffany, Alicia, Key Elias. I don't know why I have given her so many names.
All of the names.
All of the names. We've gone through all the names. Let's see where you end up in the next year and beyond. I know whatever it is, it's going to be greatness.
It's going to be great. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Keep looking out for Maya Elias. You can connect with her wherever you see her details posted in this video. She's got an incredible Built to Impact weekend coming up where she impacts women of faith in their businesses, helping them to get fully dialed in on their messaging so their businesses can thrive. She works with entrepreneurs who are creating impactful brands, and she helps to develop women of faith. And I am so excited for you. Thank you for being my friend.
Oh, thank you for being mine.
Yeah, and let me just be clear. I will pull up by plane if you go out there and start acting like you don't know where you came from.
Oh, my God.
Like you don't know what's at home waiting for you.
I'm going to act up a little bit just to get you out
there. Act up just so I can come. But yeah. You go out there and you act up and you do it big.
Okay.
All right. Y'all, this has been another episode of Full Transparency. Thank you so much for being there. And in the comments, comment. What stood out for you the most? That's number one. But you have a two-part assignment. Wish Maya well on her journey. Let's do both of them. All right? See y'all next week. Bye.